Israeli news theorist, U.S. officials say Iran is behind a flurry of emails sent to Democratic voters in multiple battleground states that appeared to be aimed at intimidating them into voting for President Donald Trump. John Ratcliffe, the government's top intelligence official, says these actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries. Ratcliffe and FBI Director Chris Wray insist the U.S. will impose costs on any foreign countries that interfere in the 2020 U.S. election. The activities attributed to Iran mark a significant escalation at a time when most public election interference discussion has centered on Russia. Meanwhile, President Trump and his Democratic challenger Joe Biden head into their final debate tonight before the November 3rd election. China on Thursday threatened retaliation over the U.S. sale of $1 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan. The U.S. State Department said Wednesday it had approved the sale of 135 air-to-ground missiles to Taiwan in a move Taipei's defense ministry said would build its combat capabilities. China's foreign ministry on Thursday accused the United States of violating agreements signed by Beijing and Washington in the 1970s, establishing diplomatic relations between the two governments. A ministry spokeswoman said that the sale is, quote, sending a very wrong signal to separatist forces advocating for Taiwan independence, end quote. A secretive 2018 agreement between Beijing and the Vatican was renewed Thursday, despite U.S. condemnation and warnings from the underground Chinese priests loyal to Rome that they have already become more marginalized because of it. The deal allows both Beijing and the Holy See to have a say in appointing bishops in an attempt to close a schism in China's 12 million strong Catholic community. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An airstrike by the Afghan military that hit a mosque killed 11 children and a prayer leader. Local authorities are saying on Thursday, this account is disputed, though, by the national government. The assault in a village in the northeastern province of Takhar on Wednesday came amid clashes between suspected Taliban fighters and Afghan security forces in the area, according to provincial police spokesman Khalil Asir. He said the airstrike was carried out when the victims were busy studying the Holy Quran. He said that 14 people also were wounded. The spokesman for the Takhar provincial governor also said that the strike had killed children. But the Ministry of Defense, who confirmed the strike was carried out by the Afghan Air Force, denied it had left civilians dead. It said that 12 Taliban, including several of their commanders, were killed. And Afghanistan's vice president said news that children had died in a mosque was baseless and that those who spread rumors will be dealt with legally. Despite joining peace talks with the Afghan government in Qatar last month, the Taliban have only increased violence and a bid to wield leverage in the negotiations. At least 15 people were killed in a stampede among thousands of Afghans gathered near Pakistan's consulate as jostling broke out between people applying for visas. Two provincial officials told Reuters that an estimated 3,000 Afghans had congregated on the open ground, usually used for sports or public gatherings, and just outside the consulate. They were waiting to collect tokens needed to apply for a visa. 11 of the 15 victims were women, and several senior citizens were among more than a dozen injured. Tens of thousands of Afghans every year travel to neighboring Pakistan to secure medical treatment, education, and jobs. The two countries share a nearly 2,600-kilometer border. LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the U.S. are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions, the first time he's done so as Pope. But some prominent Catholics say he's blatantly contradicting church teaching. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls an historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered this week at the Rome Film Festival. For more on these and other international stories, please download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.